Joint implementation, JI, is one of the two so-called project-based mechanisms established under the Kyoto Protocol. Remember, with the Kyoto Protocol, parties to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change agreed on legally binding emission reduction or emission limitation targets. The joint implementation mechanism allows an industrialized country with an emission reduction commitment under the Kyoto Protocol to earn emission reduction units from an emission reduction project in another industrialized country. Each credit is equivalent to 1 ton of CO2, which can be counted towards meeting its Kyoto target. The underlying idea, same as for CDM, is that it is cheaper to reduce emissions in one country than the other. Under the JI mechanism, two developed countries take advantage of this fact. Joint implementation offers parties a flexible and cost-efficient means of fulfilling a part of their Kyoto commitments, while the host party benefits from foreign investment and technology transfer. There are a couple of differences between JI and CDM. Let me highlight four main differences. The first difference relates to the parties involved. While CDM takes place between industrialized countries and developing countries, JI happens among industrialized countries only. More precisely, a CDM project is a project between an industrialized country with a binding emission reduction target and a developing country, whereas a JI project is a project between industrialized countries, parties with Kyoto commitments only. The second difference is the fact that JI parties act in a capped environment. As mentioned before, countries participating under JI have binding commitments to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions. Unlike CDM, where new units, the so-called certified emission reductions, CERs, are newly generated, under JI, the so-called emission reduction units, or ERUs, which are the trading currency under JI, are converted from a corresponding number of assigned amount units, or AAUs, which are emission reduction allowances that have been allocated to national governments. This adds to guarantee environmental integrity. Thirdly, and this is probably one of JI's most important features, is the high degree of flexibility JI gives to the project developers. Emission reductions achieved are compared against a hypothetical baseline scenario projected into the future. With regard to how to show this, how to define this baseline scenario, which methodology to use, etc., JI is very flexible. The condition that projects have to respect is that emission reductions have to be additional to what would have occurred in the absence of the project. Last not least, the fourth major difference is related to the issuance of emission reduction credits. It is important to know that, unlike CDM, where credits for emission reductions are issued by the EB, the actual issuance of credits under JI, the ERUs, is done by the host party.